This is episode number 2136 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 24th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Pete Davidson and Colin Jost are the proud owners of a decommissioned Staten Island ferry named after John F. Kennedy. They teamed up with a comedy club owner and plan to reopen the docked ferry as an entertainment venue.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they bought it for $280,000. It was built in 1965.
Only $280,000?
Yeah. It's one of the oldest in the fleet before it was retired last year from the Staten Island ferry. So, the idea is to turn the space into a live entertainment space with comedy, music, art. They're in the early stages, but everyone involved has the same ambition, not to see this thing go to the scrapyard. I think that's really cool.
Comedy, music, and art.
Yeah, yeah. It's an event venue, so nightclub, if you will. Floating, but moored. It's moored, but it's floating.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And Pete, of course, lives on Staten Island. I don't know about Colin, but, you know. Apparently, they were joking about their purchase during a weekend update on SNL on Saturday. I did not see it, so now I've got to go back and look, you know.
And art. What kind of art?
I don't know. Pete, by the way, said on SNL, "We bought a ferry, the windowless van of the sea. We're boat people now, Colin." All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan. What's going on?
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I don't even
know
what you're going to talk
about.
So
get ready, Gwenny fans.
Oh, Gwenny fans. Well,
there's a new candle in town.
Oh, no.
Well, Goop has revealed her new Hands Off My Vajayjay scent.
What does that smell like? Oh, my God.
It's only...
Hands Off.
And it's priced at a bargain rate of $75.
Well, the other one was priced at $75, too, wasn't it?
I think so.
The smells like my... But this one, what is it?
Hands off my vajayjay.
Okay.
Anyhow, the $75 candle features notes of coconut milk and damascena roses mixed with raw vanilla, hinoki cypress, and hints of toasted cacao.
Oh, my.
For added depth and sensuality.
That's nothing
according
says
to the description on the Goop website.
Nothing says sexy like hands off my vajayjay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
kind
not
of
sexy
the opposite
at all.
Of sensuality.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So in honor of the anniversary of Roe v. Wade on January 22nd, the brand will donate $25 from the sale of each voted to the ACLU Foundation's Reproductive Freedom Project until the candle sells out or July 1st, whichever occurs first.
I think the candle will sell out first because people are into these candles, and that means they're still making $50 a candle.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous.
And let's hope none of them burn up like the one in London. The latest launches, of course.
No starting fires
with those vajayjay candles.
No.
Coming in hot. Latest launches, of course, a continuation of Goop's viral V-themed candles. Including the original, This Smells Like My Vajayjay.
Yeah.
And its successor, This Smells Like My And this smells like my prenup.
Smells like my Oh my. You know what? I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to talk about what any of that smells like. Get yours now, kids.
Get yours
going
now,
fast.
Doug. The sad thing is they'll sell out.
They will.
Oh no. Another TV show depicts a character suffering a heart attack on a Peloton bike.
Oh no. Oh man, Peloton cannot win for losing.
Well, actually, I've read that there are suggestions. Peloton has been recommended to fire their CEO. Anywho,
woo!
No spoilers.
Brutal.
But
brutal.
A character on the Showtime series Billions.
Okay, I've not watched it, but
this
I don't
is,
have
this
Showtime.
This is the
so.
New victim of a Peloton.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Peloton,
killer bikes!
Peloton said in a statement that although they understand why their products are sometimes featured in TV shows, they did not agree for their brand or IP to be used on Billions. Well,
I think there's going to be lawyers involved in this one.
Oh, probably so.
Oh, my God. But that doesn't mean that they didn't plan on it being in, you know, and just like that the first time. I think they knew about that one.
Yeah, someone thought, yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Probably the CEO that they want to fire. Like, oh, yeah, we'll be next to, you know, be next to Sarah Jessica Parker and all those guys.
Yeah, so ever since Mr. Big croaked while riding his Peloton in that reboot, Sex in the City, shares of Peloton are down.
Yeah.
Still down.
Oh, my God.
In fact,
can you believe that?
Peloton's halting production of some of its
products. Wow. From a streaming show. Oh, my God. It's not like it's on Fox.
Well, it was already.
Or even the CW, man. It's on.
it was already having problems. They realized after Christmas it was already having problems because, you know, pandemic, people were going nuts.
Well, it's stupid expensive.
And then all
and
of a sudden.
Everybody already spent their stimulus checks. But they stimulated Peloton. Everybody that wanted one bought one.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody else is like, oh, I don't need that. Well, we saturated the market with these things. Uh-huh. Now what?
And then.
I know. We'll put them on TV and let people die while they ride them.
There you go.
Jeez.
That's a good thought. Yeah, said.
God.
Said only a group of small group ever.
Right.
And that'll be the last time.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, Billions thought it was a good idea. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, maybe they were, art imitating life or life imitating art. Maybe they thought, oh, look, they did it on the reboot for Sex and the City. We'll do it on our show.
Oh, sure.
And we'll do it better.
Well, the stock is down nearly 25%.
Oh, my God.
And trading it as its
lowest
level in 2 years.
If I was a shareholder of Peloton, I would want the CEO's head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. On a platter.
On a silver platter. Like, because they have the hottest thing going.
Yeah, well, you know, what goes up must come down.
I wonder about these things like the HelloFresh and all the at-home delivery meals. Did those go away during the pandemic too? I am starting to see them come back
in
the advertising.
People wanted their stuff delivered.
Yeah. No, I mean like, you know, like the meals come to you like in a ice pack and you freeze everything. Yeah.
During the pandemic, right. More of them sprouted up because people wanted their food delivered.
You know who I'd like to have delivered? No, I can't say that. That would be rude for me to talk about Halle Berry like she's a commodity. That's terrible. Slap my face. Halle Berry can slap my face anytime. Well, who cares tomorrow? Stay off those Pelotons. See you then, and...
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.